Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you for today. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in your presence. Lord, we thank you for being good to us. Lord, we thank you that you are the source of our lives. We appreciate you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, be exalted in Jesus' name. Lord, as we come to learn at your feet, Lord, speak to us. Lord, teach us your word. Lord, let your name be glorified. Open our eyes to see Jesus, and the Lord will be more and more like you, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for taking time out to be in church this evening. We appreciate you, and we say thank you. God bless you. So, we are continuing our series on the value of wisdom. On the value of wisdom. The value of wisdom. Yes, happy birthday to Pastor Daramola. God bless you. Our relationship experts. Happy, happy birthday, sir. God bless you. And I must also remember to say this. Welcome to a new Nigeria. Today is the first full day for the new government. We give glory to God. And the government will favor you in Jesus' mighty name. It will favor us in the name of Jesus. I'm optimistic. Let's pray for them. Let's pray that God will guide them and see them through. But I believe that it's a new Nigeria, and Nigeria will never be the same again. You know, we're praying upstairs there. Almost the same prayer we prayed in the office for the new government today. Pastor was using the same kind of prayer. So it's important. Let's pray for them. But they will do a lot better compared to the last regime. And you have cause to rejoice and celebrate. And I prophesy that all the people that have jackpa, they will start coming back home. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Sir? The heart is the Lord's. No, some of them want to come back. The ones that want to stay, they can stay. But some want to come back, they can come back. But once again, Nigeria will be a place we will go back to the glory that we used to have before. And we'll be proud. We'll be proud of the country again. We will not be in the midst of abundance and then we are suffering again. Never again in Jesus' name. So the value of wisdom. If there's anything this government also needs, is wisdom. 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 So we've been talking about wisdom for throughout the month of May, and it's been wonderful. So we'll just try and wrap it up today. So let's look at these words for my preamble: knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and then instruction. People use them interchangeably, but really they are different. So what's knowledge? Knowledge answers the question, what? Okay? Knowledge answers the question, what? What makes a plane to fly? Understanding answers the question, why? Why does a plane fly? Understanding answers the questions, why? But wisdom answers the question, how? How does a plane fly? Knowledge answers the question, what? Understanding answers the question, why? Wisdom asks the question, how? I call it the how, the why. If you've done differentiation, you have the X, the Y. So wisdom is the Y of how. How do you go about it? How do you fly a plane? How do you live a good life? How do you become a sound Christian? How do you live a prosperous life? How do you make it in life? Wisdom. There's a fourth one, is instruction. What's instruction? Instruction is detailed wisdom. Instruction is detailed wisdom. So it has been packed together, put in black and white. If you follow the instruction, you will get results. Now, somebody that has knowledge and understanding, it's possible for you to have knowledge and understanding and you don't have wisdom. Wisdom is the application. I can almost say it's the most difficult. Because you can have the head knowledge, you can have the understanding, but if you don't have the ability to apply it, then you lack wisdom. So, someone that has wisdom is always knowledgeable. But somebody can be knowledgeable and then you don't have wisdom. It's possible. So the wisdom is the application. And most times, it is what is lacking. And then if you have wisdom, your life will be a lot better. You will live a better life. Your life will be easier. You will have greater results. So what's wisdom? So you want to go from here to that mic stand. Okay, that's the task. Get there in 10 minutes. But if you know if you go straight like this, you know there is a ditch here. You may likely fall into it. That's number one. Number two, there is somebody sitting over there that will distract you and will be gisting with you. And you will not be able to make the task in 10 minutes. So, but if you have wisdom, what will you do? Because you know there is a ditch here, you go like that towards your left and then go navigate. When you get to the end, then you start coming back. If somebody that doesn't have wisdom will be saying that, why are you not taking the shortest route? Why are you going the long way? But you know that if you actually go straight like this, you may either fall into a ditch or you see someone that will distract you. And then you cannot achieve your task in 10 minutes. That's wisdom. So you go like this. It looks as if you are wasting your time. It looks as if you are going the wrong way. Then you get to the back there and then turn back. And then before you know it, under 10 minutes, you get your result achieved. That's wisdom. And it's important that all of us have it. Bible also enjoins us to be a wise Christian. It's also possible to be a foolish Christian. That's why you must pay attention to wisdom. Hallelujah. So, a small definition here. I say wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge, understanding, and experience in order to make wise decisions. I take it again. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge. You must be able to apply it. Understanding and experience. To do what? To make wise decisions. Discern the truth and navigate life's challenges with insight and good judgment. It's loaded. Discern the truth, navigate life's challenges with insight and good judgment. It's a valuable trait to cultivate and seek throughout our lifetime. If there's something you need to pray for every day, my brother, is wisdom. Every day you should confess it. I have the wisdom of God for every area of your life. It's something we should pay attention to and do well by the grace of God. Let's look at scripture. Job 28. Job 28, verse 28. And he said to man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding. I'm reading the Amplified Version. So Job 28:28. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Most times they attach the fear of the Lord to wisdom. Why? Because, why do you fear the Lord? Because you know that you have what you are because of God. It's God that made you who you are today. And it's God that gives you life. I do tell my team also, sometimes at work, you wake up in the morning, you are running, you are jumping. But it's because you have life now. It's because you're able to get out of bed in the morning. That's when you now face the task. Who amongst us can, you can make yourself wake up the next day? No, it's God. It's God that gives you the grace. It's God that gives you that life, that energy. It's God. So once you know it is God, you, if you have wisdom, you fear the Lord and reverence him. Because you know that you are nothing without him. God is the source code. If God removes the source, well, we are nothing. So if you realize that, you will fear the Lord. And by doing that, you have understanding. I like this other verse, and it says, to turn away from evil is understanding. See how much evil we have in the world today. And imagine if people actually turn away from evil. How much better the world will be. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:17. I always pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives you a deep, I love this, and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of him. For we know the Father through the Son. There's a spirit of wisdom. And you need to covet that spirit. You need to have that spirit. You need, if you don't have it in enough measure, you need to cry to God. You need to pray to God to have that spirit of wisdom and revelation. He says that gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of him. It will, it's not a good thing when you live a foolish life, so to speak. I hope you know there are wise Christians and there are foolish Christians. Make your choice. You can decide to be wise. You can also decide to be foolish. But scripture is enjoining us to be wise. Later we'll look at the application of this wisdom in our daily life. Another scripture, Proverbs 1:7. I love this. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Well, some people call it knowledge, some people call it wisdom here. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. That statement is loaded. So where do you belong? Do you obey instructions? Do you obey? Do you follow? Do you have the wisdom of God? Do you despise wisdom or not? Do you despise instruction or not? If you do, then you are foolish. But if you don't, if you give attention to wisdom and instruction, then you are wise. We have the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at one or two more scriptures again. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5:15-17. Good. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time. Why? Because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Do not be unwise, but be wise. Do not be unwise, but be as wise, making the best use of time. Because days are evil. Of course, this aspect speaks about you managing your time very well. You know, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Another scripture, James 3:17. James 3:17. I love this. Listen to it. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits. Wait for this. Impartial and sincere. Wow. You know, if you have the wisdom of God, you will have all these traits. Amen. If you display the wisdom of God, you will have all these things. It's pure. It's not corrupted. It's not contaminated. It's peaceful. It's gentle. It's open to reason. It's not you that knows everything. It's full of mercy. Hallelujah. Good fruits. Impartial. Some people have a problem with this. they like to favor one party more than the other. No, you should be impartial and sincere. This is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. I pray that the wisdom of God will not be lacking in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Very important. Proverbs 16:16. Proverbs 16:16. Yes, you can't talk about wisdom without talking about Proverbs. How much better to get wisdom than gold? To get understanding is to be choosing rather than silver. What's gold? Gold is money now. So scripture says that it is better to get wisdom than gold. And to get understanding is to be choosing rather than silver. It's easy to read though. But how many of us, you know, actually choose wisdom versus money every day of our lives? Where do you get the wisdom of God? From the scripture. Where do you get the wisdom of God? From when you come to church, you listen to the word of God. But guess what? Sometimes people are not around to listen to that wisdom. Why? Because they are chasing money. So, in that instance, you have chose gold instead of wisdom. And you can explain it away. I'm very busy. Oh, no. You know, look at April. April was a lot of wisdom on marriage. Do you know that some people did not show up? Some people did not attend as much as they needed to attend in the name of we are chasing whatever. You should be able to place your discretion. You use your discretion. But you should give attention to the word of God. Because you get wisdom from the word of God. You get wisdom from services like this. Indirectly, most of us, most times, what do we do? We choose the money and say, I will hear later. And you know God is so funny. If God drops a word for you in church, you are supposed to be there. You are not there. You cannot blame God. Guess what? You may not hear the word again until another 1 year after. And maybe the word is for you. So let us prioritize it. It will shock you that many of us, we give attention to gold. On a daily basis, you will choose gold instead of wisdom. I know it already. Why do I need to be wasting my time? The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So let's look at briefly at the story of Solomon. It's a popular verse, popular scripture, but we'll just read through and pick one or two lessons from it. 1 Kings chapter 3:3-15. 1 Kings chapter 3:3-15. I'm reading the Amplified Version. 1 Kings chapter 3:3-15. Verse 3. Solomon loved the Lord, walking at first in the statutes and practices of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. The king went to Gibeon near Jerusalem, where stood the tabernacle and the bronze altar to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings Solomon offered on that altar. We'll come back to this shortly. 1,000 burnt offerings Solomon offered on that altar. Verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give you. Verse 6. And Solomon said, you have shown to your servant David my father great mercy and loving kindness, according as he had walked before you in faithfulness, righteousness, and uprightness of heart with you. And you have kept for him this great kindness and steadfast love, that you have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. Verse 7. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a lad, that is in wisdom and in experience, I'm a lad. I know not how to go about or come in or come in. Verse 8, your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people who cannot be counted for multitude. So give your servant an understanding mind and a hearing heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge and rule this your great people? See what Solomon asks for. Discernment, ability to discern between good and bad. Let's continue. Verse 10, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 10. It pleased the Lord that Solomon asked for this. May your actions please the Lord. May your actions make God happy. May your actions make God excited in the name of Jesus. He said it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, because you have asked this, and I have not asked for long life or for riches, nor for the lives of your enemy, the popular one. My enemy must die. But I've asked for your self-understanding to recognize what is just and what is right. Behold, verse 12, I have done as you have asked. I have given you a wise, a discerning mind, so that no one before you was your equal. Imagine. Nor shall any arise after you equal to you. I have also given you what you have not asked for. Just imagine. Both riches and honor. So that there shall not be any among the kings equal to you all your days. And if you go my way, keep my statutes and my commandments as your father did, then I will lengthen your days. Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. He came to Jerusalem, stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, offered both burnt offerings and peace offerings, and made a feast for all his servants. Let's just pick one or two things here. So, how many of us, if we have that opportunity, we actually ask for wisdom? Some people will ask for visa. Some people will ask for car. Some people will ask for iPhone. Some people will ask for, that when people see me, they should be afraid. Some people will say, let me be president. It's amazing. Solomon asks for wisdom, ability to discern between good and evil. And God answered his prayer, and then God now gave him extra. What did he not ask for? He said, the riches and the honor, so you will have it in abundance. It's amazing. And you know, scripture says, ask and you shall receive. Seek, you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. If you don't ask, God will not give you. He asks for wisdom. What are you asking God for? If you also notice, after the other verse I read, he said, before Solomon burnt 1,000 offerings, so to speak. If you go to that letter end also, he also burnt offerings. He was always offering something unto God. He's always giving something unto God. And he said, do you know also, it's possible Solomon had that dream and he does not know that it's God that is speaking to him. Why? Because he doesn't know God speaks to him through dreams. How many of us that God is speaking to, but you don't even know that God is speaking? Because you are not used to that terrain. You don't know how God speaks to you. Some people will wake up with that dream. It's not that God came down physically and was talking to him. No, it was a dream. But Solomon realized that is how God used to speak to him. And after the revelation, you know, he went before the altar, offered burnt offerings again, and even made a feast for his servants. He knew it was God that was speaking. It's important you decode how God is speaking to you. So if you don't know how God speaks to you, how do you get the wisdom? How? For some people, it's dreams. Some people, it's vision. Some people, it's revelation from the word. For some people, it's like what Pastor Daramala said one time ago. You open the radio, you hear the same thing. You open the TV, you hear the same thing. Somebody will come and share something with you. It will be the same thing. You must know when God is speaking. If you're a Christian and you cannot hear God, you're almost as good as dead. It's important you know the mode that God used to communicate with you. And you know when God is speaking. But most especially, it's important you ask for wisdom. Oh my God. It's something that we need like tomorrow. If you also feel you don't need wisdom, you are gone already. You know, when you know that you don't know anything, that's when you are starting. But when you feel that I know everything, what will they teach? Do you know why some people don't come to church? What will they teach me again? I know everything now. No. Your heart is already proud. And Bible says God resists the proud. Nobody knows everything. Revelation is progressive. It's different every day. Depending on your spiritual growth, you read the same scripture and different revelations will come out. You are not God now. How can you know all the scripture? May the Lord help us in Jesus' mighty name. I'm looking at the time. Okay, so let's run through this application of wisdom. Now, if it took the whole month, we use the whole month to do wisdom, and you never apply these things to your life, you have wasted time. Why do you come and sit every Tuesday, every Sunday, and you sit and you hear all those things, and you never make use of anything? It's wrong. It's wrong. I remember this, you know. After, if you listen to radio very well, after this Bible study, what comes on Fresh FM is Let's Talk About It. Do you know it's possible you come to Bible study? The moment you enter the car, Let's Talk About It. That's the only thing. When you get home, what you remember is Let's Talk About It. You didn't remember what they said in church. But you come every Tuesday. No, that's not wisdom. You must remember the things you are taught. You must go back and search. So we must apply this wisdom to our lives and then get results. Not that you know it at head knowledge or you know it at understanding knowledge. No, you must apply it. Number one, your marriage and relationship. I won't spend much time on this because we dealt with it a lot in April. April was fantastic. In fact, I told my wife jokingly, I said, if I've been attending New Covenant a long time, my marriage will have been so much better. When you receive all those courses, all those lessons from Pastor Daramala and Reverend and all the people. I remember the day that Grandpa shared about saying sorry. And he said he struggled for 15 years to say I'm sorry. Ha! It was a lot of good stuff. It was a lot of... So marriage, I'll read few scripture now. 1 Peter 3:7. 1 Peter 3:7. In the same way, you married men should live considerable with your wives, with an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation, honoring the woman as the physically weaker vessel, but realizing that you are joint heirs of the grace of God, God's unmerited favor of life, in order that your prayers may not be hindered and cut off. Otherwise, you cannot pray effectively. Look at the amount of wisdom we received in April. It was so much good stuff. So, you must apply it to your marriage. You must apply it. Not the hearing alone. You must apply it. And then, if you have wisdom also, a lot of things you struggle with, you will not struggle with them. You can dedicate your prayer to the nations because you'll have solved your own personal problem a lot. Wisdom. I remember this, somebody, You know, some people on Monday morning, it's church they will go to. They will abandon their work. Then they will go to church to pray for a blessing. And the customer is waiting for them at the office, but they are in the church on Monday morning. No, that's not wisdom. So your marriage and your relationship, look at all those things we've learned and apply them. I remember this as per infidelity, and a lot of men don't know this. Now, your wife, you don't have 100% of the qualities you want in a woman. It's not possible. Your wife, you have between 70 and 80%. Now, the remaining 20% is with another woman. So, why do men cheat? They are attracted by the 20% that their wife does not have, but they see it in another woman. So, the 20% will now overshadow the 80%. What will foolishness do? You will now abandon 80%. You will not run after 20%. Guess what? When you bring 20% at home, she can never cope. But what will wisdom do? Oh, this is a woman that has the 20% that my wife does not have. It does not mean that I should run after her. You will still keep your 80% and work on your 80%. How your 80% will become 85 or 82. But the other, most men, well, don't let me say most men, some men, they run after the 20% and they are distracted by the 20%. It's foolishness. Meanwhile, you cannot marry 20%. God will help us in Jesus' name. The other one is, let's apply this wisdom in our business and our career. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ that you are serving. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. So your business and your career be top-notch. Get to work early. Have good relationship with your boss. Be nice at work. Let people be able to say something good about you. Somewhere I used to work before, we used to have a lady, she's a Christian, but she would come to work in the morning and she would place her head on the table. She won't greet anybody. She won't talk to me. She said she's praying. She's praying. She won't greet nada. When you ask everybody about this lady, say, this one, no go area. How will you be promoted? How? You are not friendly. Do your prayer at home now. So when she comes in the morning, everybody just abandon her. No, that's not wisdom. Be friendly. You can pray and still be friendly. Whatever you do, work at it. If you're a boss, direct your team accordingly. If you need guidance, ask for counsel. Learn from people that have gone ahead of you. You need the wisdom of God also in your place of work. Very, very important. I know we have a lot of busy people around us, and so you understand this. But the wisdom of God is very important. Something happened in my office about 5 months ago. One of our staff, he just woke up one day and resigned. They went for a trip, and from the trip, he resigned. I was like, what's wrong with this guy? Is this how you resign? Some people also, when they want to resign, they say, I will show them pepper. 5 years to come, you may be coming back. Close the door gently. So this guy resigned. I was just like, why have you resigned like this, In the bank, when I go for NPR, my boss will yab me for 1 hour. When I get home, I'll look at my kids, I'll look at my children. I say, I will not resign. I say, all this thing you say is not for me. I will not start doing confession. I'm good, I'm brilliant, I'm sharp, I'm this, I'm that. So you resign because somebody said something to you. I look at the guy like this. So I left him for about 2 weeks. Then we tried to replace, to do a replacement. So I called one or two people. As I was about making calls, somebody just told me, say, call that guy and have a chat with him. He said, don't release him yet. In fact, we asked him to drop the phone for the company. He refused to drop it. He said, call him and have a chat with him. So 2 or 3 days after, I sent a text. I said, can we see? And then he came around. I said, why did he resign? He heard that somebody was working against him. He perceived that some people wanted him to be out. You resign based on rumor. So he had gotten another offer, but they said they are sending him to Oshogbo. He didn't want to go to Oshogbo. So he now appreciated what he had. I said, what's your problem? Do you still want to come back? Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And he's been with us again for the, you know, this happened like 5 months ago, and he's still with us up to now. And when he came back, he appreciated everybody. Now I see that I'm not supposed to resign anyhow. Wisdom. Wisdom. Very, very important. Number three, your health. You need wisdom in your health. A happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17, 22. A happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. Why do you need to apply the wisdom of God in your health? Whatever ministry God gave you is a function of you being alive. Your body is your container on this surface of earth. You need to manage it very, very well. And so, whether you fulfill the plan and purpose of God for your life is a function of whether you're able to stay healthy. Apply the wisdom of God in your health. There are diseases that are common on this side of Nigeria, of the world. Number one, hypertension. Number two, diabetes. Watch it from now. Do you know that so many things we do on a daily basis, we kill ourselves on a daily basis? You get the result after 20 years. But you don't know. You are not applying wisdom. There are some things you should do when you are above 40. Above 40, fruit is compulsory. Vegetable is compulsory. Exercise is compulsory. Stay alive. Stay healthy. You need the wisdom. Whatever ministry God has given you, if you don't manage your health very well, you are not going anywhere. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number four, your relationship with people. As I wind up, Ephesians 4, 2 to 3. Be completely humble. Ephesians 4, verses 2 to 3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bearing one another in love. Make every effort to keep what? The unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Don't be a troublemaker. Don't get offended so easily. Scripture says, Jesus grew up in knowledge with God and favor with men. The relationships. You should learn a lot about it. Your perception of people should be good. People should be able to say, oh, this person, oh. You know, there are some people that can solve your problem. Even in this church, there are some people that can solve your problem. But you don't know how to approach them. He did not greet me. He didn't see you. Don't get too petty all the time. Everybody's offending you. It's only you that's in the world, Abby. No, your relationship with people. Apply the wisdom of God. And the last one, your work with God as well. Apply the wisdom of God in your walk with God. Matthew 7, 24. I love this scripture. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall. Why? Because he had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid, foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great and complete was the fall of it. Do you know one scripture that makes me afraid so much? God is no respecter of anybody. Do you do the word of God? All these things that you listen to, do you do it? Do you do it? Action. All this is you hear on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays, on Fridays, on Sundays. Do you do it? The wise man will do it. The foolish man will walk away and not do nothing. May the Lord help us. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.